Hello and welcome to the Winning Post Preview Podcast. I am Joel Marshall, and joining me to take a look at all the weekend's action is my Winning Post colleague Carl Diorio. And Carl, the carnival is still going up in Queensland. We had the final Group 1 of the season last week with the Tats Tiara. This week, the Carnival Roadshow moves to Caloundra on the Sunshine Coast, and we have three black type races on their eight race program. What are your thoughts of the meeting's makeup?
Well, thanks, Joel. Yeah, it's a nice meet, and I guess we've become a bit more familiar with the concept of the Sunshine Coast holding good city class meetings. Obviously, with Eagle Farm out of play for so long, and Doomben's pretty much worn out, you'd imagine. So getting out to Sunshine Coast is probably going to be a real treat for Queensland punters.
Indeed. And we will have a short-priced favourite in the Caloundra Cup. I speak of Morris. We will get to that shortly. However, we will take you through the black type action, which kicks off with the first leg of the quaddy, race 5, the Sunshine Coast Guineas. This is for the 3-year-olds. And look, I think there's three key hopes. I'm with number one, Tabachi, though. I think he gets his chance to win this time in. I'm just hoping a good colt can beat a good filly in Sold for Song, who got the job done last week. Zaritza had a few excuses, obviously the favourite, but Sold for Song was good, and she's a good filly. She'll certainly give Tabachi a run for his money, but I thought Tabachi, from a good draw, he didn't have all favours in the Queensland Guineas. He was stuck against the fence. That wasn't the place to be, and he was only half a length off Sold for Song in that race. So I'm with 1 to beat 12, 3 Mr. Individuals the other. If he puts it together, he's a real hope. He wanted to hang down here in the spring. They sent him up to Brisbane. He's going the opposite direction. He wants to hang again. Well, he did in the Queensland Guineas. He's had a trial. He's certainly good enough. And 2 Perfect Dare in for 4.
Yeah, same exacta for me. Tabachi, the beat, Sold for Song. Similar principle, good boy beating a good girl. Sold for Song also on the backup. It was an outstanding win last time in beating Zaritza, getting out to the better part of the track and holding off Zaritza. But Tavachi's always shown that little bit of ability. Of course, won the CS Hayes back in February. He's always been thereabouts, and this just might be his race from barrier 2. So I've got him on top from Sold for Song, third high spirit, number 6. I think was quite good in the Queensland Guineas, and for fourth, number 3, Mr. Individual. He's a raw talent. He's still a colt, for how long I'm not too sure, but if he can put his mind on the job and channel all his energy in the one direction, I'm sure he'll be competitive.
Race 6 is the Glasshouse Handicap. This is a listed race over 1400, and not too bad a lineup this year with the presence of a Kiwi who stayed over there in Sacred Star and Stratum Star, a real class runner who's stayed in Queensland for this tail end of the carnival. But look, I'm with number 5, Saluta. He was good first up at this track. It was only a Sunday race, and he had 60 kilos, but he was just far too good. They gave him 6 weeks off. Not sure if there was an issue or if it was always the plan to be saved for the back end of the carnival. And he returned last Saturday, and I thought he was really good. He made into the red, really worked to beat him. Right to the line in the Healy Stakes, quick back up 1400. He loves the Sunshine Coast, and 54.5 is a good weight, so I'm happy to have Saluta on top of 1 Stratum Star. He's all class, 61 kilos, a bit of a task, but he's got to go in. 4 Steel Zip, the old boy, really good run first up. He's a model of consistency. He can join the Million Dollar Earners Club with a win, and 2 Sacred Star in for 4.
Same exacta for me again. Saluta on top. Just think he's well weighted, and he really thrives at the Sunshine Coast, as you touched on. Barrier 3 drawn to get that beautiful on pace run, and I'm sure he'll make his presence felt at the finish. Ahead of Stratum Star, the class runner, but he deserves all of 61 kilos, offset by the nice barrier. He won't be too far away throughout. Third, number 6, Pillar of Creation. I didn't think the Eyeliner Stakes run was all that bad. He sat midfield. It was a bit of a race for those up on the pace, and he made some inroads in the straight without ever threatening. He did place in the Wheatwood 3 starts ago, and before that did notch up a couple of city wins. He's certainly good enough. We know how good he is down in Victoria as well. And for third, I put in number 2, Sacred Star, the Kiwi visitor. 5-1, 6-2.
Race 7 is the day's feature, the Caloundra Cup, a listed race over the 2400, and as I mentioned earlier, Morris is going to be very popular with punters. He's opened up very short odds on in some places, and look, he was very dominant at Ipswich. 2400 on that performance shouldn't be too much of a hassle. He's got to carry 59 kilos, but he had 58 at Ipswich, and he won easily I think he's clearly the one to beat. I thought 9 Amex might be a bit of value. He won over the same track and trip at Ipswich, winning the provincial race. This is much tougher, but good to see him back in winning form. I know the stable think he's going super this time in, and he might be able to take a step up here. 3 Pacini had a bit of a task leading at Ipswich against the inside. He was always going to be left a sitting shot. And 1 Index Link, who won the race last year when it was positioned a bit differently in the calendar. But he's back in winning form at least, having won last Saturday. 2-9-3-1 for me.
I've gone with number 10, Holy Cow, on top, just with a bit of H-way value. I think even though it's stepping out to 2,400 metres for the first time, I think that distance won't be an issue. Certainly looked like it was looking for further. 2 starts go in, hammering home for 3rd in the Centuria in South Australia behind Gabella, who enjoyed a perfect run to win that race. But Holy Cow got back from the wide barrier and hit the line nicely. And then last start, dropped back in distance to 1,800 metres and chased home Lever Action, who led throughout and then ran such a good race last Saturday. Holy Cow, again, as I touched on, got back and hit the line behind Lever Action. So it wasn't easy to do. Step up in distance to 2,400 probably is what it's looking for now. And I think just put to sleep, left for one last crack at them. Holy Cow might be able to add some further black type to her name. So I've got her on top from 1 Index Link to, I was quite confident we'd get the job done in the Tats Cup and did so. Query here is now the rise up in the weight scale and now draws wide and just a few other factors against it, but definitely will run out the 2,400 and of course 1 at the track last year. For 3rd, number 2, Morris, who was quite an easy winner at the Ipswich Cup. I'm just not sure how strong that form line is. And for 4th, number 3, Pacini.
All right, best and value on the card. I went for Tavachi as my best, race 5, number 1. Now, race 4 is an interesting race for me, and I'll be having a couple of bets. I've made Nuncius my value bet. Was good first up, then they dropped back in distance last time out, and I thought it was doing its best work late. Not well weighted compared to some of these, but I thought he was a nice type from the Chris Munts yard, and I thought he could run really well. And having seen the markets go up Wednesday afternoon, our Cinderella $67 is ludicrous, I think. So she is a bit of a roughie. So Nuncius, my value, our Cinderella, a roughie. I think you can back them both in that race, and you'll get a good run for your money. Carl?
My value bet is Holy Cow, race 7, number 10, and my best bet is race 8, number 5, Tarzan. Now, Tarzan was placed these first 2 starts this campaign before running quite well, I thought, at Eagle Farm last time. He held his ground in the second half of the field. He'll be benefited by drawing barrier 2. And he had nice form last campaign. He did beat a horse called Spirit of the Dawn, who has got a little bit of ability. I think Tarzan, with Damien Brown aboard, can get the job done in a race which doesn't ooze too much depth. I think confronting number 4 is the main danger.
All right, moving our focus across to Caulfield on Saturday, where we have a 9-race card, some good-sized fields too, a pretty decent meeting. Through the winter months, of course, we've got finals day to look forward to next Saturday at Flemington. But until then, a good card at Caulfield. My best bet for the meeting comes up in race 4, and it's number 2, Stormcraft. I've also got a bit of time for. Same owners as Lucky Hustler. He began his career in Queensland. They've sent him down here to Darren Weir. He's gone bang, bang, 2 from 2. Did it softly last time, I thought, against older rivals, and I thought back to 3-year-old company, he's pretty well in, 56.5, so I like him. But you can get $6 or $7 about him. And my value bet, I made Cerberus in race 6. Now, he's a bit of a tricky horse to follow, and he is coming back from 1600 to 1400, but I think that's too bad because his 1400 meter record's really good, and there looks to be a bit of pressure in this race. There's certainly quite a few horses that can go forward. And if they can run on, he will be finishing off well late. That's Cerberus in race 6.
My best bet of the day comes up in the 3-year-old staying race. It's race 8, number 10, Sacred Theme. This horse won his maiden, the Pakenham Synthetic, 2 starts ago. It got back to last. It reeled them in quite easily and won like a good horse. And then ran at Mornington on the Queen's birthday holiday here in Victoria. And got back. It was a day that suited those up in the pace, and particularly those closer to the fence. And I thought Sacred Theme's effort to run 3rd in the circumstances behind Jimmy Varg was outstanding. Big field, plenty of chances. Maybe a contradiction in terms of making it the best bet as a result, but I just think with 56.5, Dwayne's on the board, he's the leading Melbourne rider, and I'm sure Sacred Theme will go very, very close to winning. Value bet comes up in the sixth race. I'm going to go against Cerberus. I'm going to go with 7, the new boy, and I guess there's a little bit of a contradiction in philosophy with both our selections. You don't mind Cerberus because he's a get-back run-on horse and you foresee a bit of tempo on paper. I'm going for the new boy because I think he can lead throughout, and I'm hoping that he can get to the fence first. I don't see a lot of pace drawn on his inside. I think the only worry is Sadaqua and Gracious Prospect perhaps going forward and pressuring, but I'm thinking that Sadaqua first up from a spell will be content to sit outside.
Possibly Duke of Brunswick can get a bit keen at 1400.
I think he'll be happy to take a sit. He'll leaders
be trying
back
to take a sit, I'm assuming, but yeah, he can be a bit keen in his races.
From barrier one, I'm playing the percentages and thinking that he'll be leaders back or three back the fence, and I think he, under those circumstances, presuming he does settle, I think he'll be called up and ready to strike in the straight and will be the main danger of the new boy. But the new boy, and it's important to note, the rail's out 7 metres on Saturday, and the last time he won at anywhere for that matter was Caulfield over the same track and distance when the rail was out 9 metres and he paid a similar price. So I've got him on top as the each way bet of the day.
Alrighty then, Rose Hill on Saturday do have a couple of black type races. Speak of the ATC Winter Cup, which is race 4, and the Civic Stakes race 7. So we'll take you through those two races. The Winter Cup's only got 7 starters, Carl, but what could you find there? I've tipped Loophole. I was with him last start. I wasn't overly wrapped with the ride by Ty England. I thought he sort of sat back and then went 3 wide when he perhaps didn't need to, or if indeed he was going 3 wide, he perhaps should have made a real run up towards the leaders. But look, he's 4th up, 2400. I think he gets his chance. 4-2 can chew off the back up last week. From his good run in Brisbane, 5 Giaguan's taking time to find form, but if she's going to find it, it'll be Saturday, 2400, that's her distance. And I threw June Move in for 4th, but yeah, probably a race I won't play in.
Yeah, I'm keen on Loophole, to be honest. I've also thought it would win last time. I didn't back it, just watched it, and yeah, I wasn't overly impressed by the ride either, but in saying that, the circumstances of the race didn't lend itself, because Foreign Prince just got to the lead after about 500 metres. They handed it the lead, and then it rolled along, and just being in the 5-horse field getting back, it just never was allowed the chance to move into the race. And Loophole sustained a nice 3-wide run from about the 600, was strong through the line, and I don't think there'll be any problems with the 2400, and does meet Foreign Prince, I think, 5.5 kilos better at the weights off that last start run, possibly slightly more, might have been 6.5, but it does mean it considerably better at the weights. I've got it on top from Toucan Chew, Foreign Prince, and Janoob.
The other black type race, as I mentioned, was the Civic Stakes over 1350 metres. It's race 7 on the card, and we have 9 starters at this stage in this race. I'm with 3 Marinostro. Look, a bit disappointing last week, but he went right up in the weights, had 60 or 60.5. He drops down to 55.5. I don't think the step back in trip's that big a concern, because I think on the quick back up he'll be really fit, and I think coming back in weight's the key for him. 7 Oxford Poet will roll along in front, and he'll take plenty of catching. His 2 runs back have been really good. 8 Better Not Blues up in class, but gets weight relief, and that might help him. And 2 Snippets Land are thrown in for 4.
Same first 4, just different order. I've gone with Oxford Poet on top. I thought the first up effort was quite good behind, that's a good idea, and then just an outstanding performance last time, finishing 3rd in the June Stakes. All the on paces knocked up to finish in the second half of the field. He was the lone survivor after leading away from the rail, and he was outstanding to finish 3rd. I think the smaller field will play into his hands here, and he'll be hard to catch. Marinostro in for 2nd, wasn't too disappointed with the last start effort last week. I just thought with the big weight and the fast tempo, he was chasing a hot speed and a sitting shot late. I think he's certainly in the mix. And then a little bit of a gap back to my 3rd and 4th selections of Snippets Land and Bed Not Blue.
All right, best and value for the meeting. My best is Embley, which is race 9, number 12. Really good return from him, and then wasn't caught in the best part of the track down towards the inside, 2nd up, and he will improve stepping up to 1500. That's a distance that's going to suit him a bit better. So I'm keen on him in the last. and my value is High Tech in the Highway Handicap. Not a strong Highway Handicap, up to 1800 metres, so the depth falls away a little bit. But this horse, look, he started with the New Zealand with Trent Busserton, had a stint with Darren Weir, and look, they haven't really been able to coax the best out of him. But now with Jeremy Sylvester, and I think he's going really well. His first up run over the 1150 was really good, I thought, to run fourth. His next couple have been pass marks, and I think now that he's up in trip in a winnable race with a couple kilos off for Kobe Jennings, I think he's really well in, and double figures. I'll be having a bit of a play on him.
My best bet's also Embley Race 9, number 12, for the reasons you outlined, so I won't go any further there. And my value bet is Race 8, number 8, 50 Shades of Grey. He was the outsider of the field when I looked at his price this morning, around about 33-1. Look, best form is at Rose Hill between 1100 and 1200 metres, suited by the drop back from to fillies and mares companies that have been taking on the males of late. Last two runs over 1200 metres got back, and the tempo has been a bit of a set sprint and certainly hasn't been conducive to 50 Shades of Grey getting over the top. They've been running home their last 600 in about 34 seconds, and she probably needs to be a little less sharper over the concluding stages to get into the race. So I'm just hoping that this fillies and mares race, where there's plenty of chances, plenty of good hopes in it, Magic of Dreams, Thud, plenty of horses who are a bit unlucky in that slowly run race behind Butterboom last time, are capable of turning the tables. But I think 50 Shades of Grey is well and truly over the odds at the $33 mark.
All right, and I will just mention a horse in the first race, High Mist, a horse that created a big impression winning first up at on the Beaumont track. I thought he looked pretty smart. This is a step up in class, but I'm happy to take $8 about him in the first.
$8?
$8, High Mist, yeah.
You're kidding.
He was still that a couple of hours ago. So
unfortunately, in the office at the moment, we've got internet issues, but if we didn't,
I'd wrap this up and you can get out and take the eights. It's a tricky race. You've got Chris Waller's got four in it, and Fox Play won a Saturday race last start. But $8, I was surprised about that, so I was happy to take that. Morfettville on Saturday. We have an eight-race program, and Carl, what's your best and value for Morfettville? I better give mine, because I got brought in off the bench for Winning Post and Best Bets to do tips for Morfettville this week. And look, Backbone was a horse that I thought was pretty good at Moonee Valley last start. It was that really messy race to watch with Shockamola one. I thought Backbone was all right. And this time a couple of years ago, this is when he started to hit form. He won a race at Moonee Valley, and I think at Flemington as well. And I think we'll step up in distance and to Adelaide Company. He gets his chance, and I made my value Ida 2, race 7, number 11. Crossed over from a wide gate first up and knocked up in the straight. We'll strip fitter for that. He improved into the placing second up last prep, and I thought from barrier 3 he might be an improver. What did you find?
Yeah, I've got Mar Jones as my best bet, race 6, number 4. This horse has been knocking on the door for another win. Just racing really consistently. It was a great run at Warrnambool over the May Carnival. It won at Bendigo quite nicely. And then was unlucky, I thought, behind Clemency at Moonee Valley last time. So I think in South Australia, drawn barrier one. There's a few nice horses in the race, Woolsthorpe Store and Maccone Originale, but they've got convictions, and I think Mar Jones, lightly raced on the up, can get the job done. Value bet comes up in the last race, and that is number 10, Golden Century. This horse has won two of three this campaign. They were particularly impressive last time over the 1100 metres at Morfettville. Extra 100 metres rising to 1200 won't be an issue. Get back run on horse, so that's offset by the wide barrier. It does look to be nice speed in the race, even after the scratching of Belaruski. Sullivan Bay should go forward and provide something to catch, but Matagami may soften it up. So that may allow Golden Century to finish home over the top, and as we know, Jake Stevens, he can place his horses to advantage, and he's a capable trainer.
All right, racing in the West on Saturday is at Belmont. My best bet comes up in the last race, 8, number 6, My Magic Miss. A real model of consistency, this daughter of Master Craftsman. She's going really well. She won out this track and distance two runs back, and then led and battled on soundly last time out. She'll take plenty of catching again. And my value was Cubbett and Cundy, race 2, number 7. First up from a spell, well in on the minimum, I thought. He was stakes place last prep. He's always shown a bit of ability, and I thought this was a winnable race if he's ready to go for the 1400 metres first up. And across the Tasman on Saturday, we have 11 races from Hastings and 10 from Tarapa. Hastings, it's a real day for the jumpers. We've got three hurdles and two steeples. My best and value come up on the flat. However, my best is Sultan of Swing, race 10, number 12, having his first run for Sean Ritchie. Promising three-year-old. He's 1,400 first up, but in good hands, and I would have thought he'd be pretty hard to beat. And my value's in the last. Race 11, number 13, Jumana. Thought coming back to a benchmark 65 company, and that she gets a claim, a 3 kilo claim. I thought she was really well in, and Jumana should be good each way odds in the last. Tarapa, my best bet was Sororia, race 7, number 5 from the Moroni camp. Last start was a bit disappointing, but just sort of got back and never really got into the race. She also drops in class and I think can be an improver. And my value bet was a first starter. Race 5, number 14, Any Glory, coming off a trial win. Well, that just about takes us out for another week. Don't forget to get out and pick up your winning post. We've got all the form Friday through till Monday and all your regular features. And Carl, before we go, better get a $20 bet from you.
Yeah, that's quite a fair thing to try and get from me.
Well, I will step in and give you a bit of thinking music. Stormcraft, race 4, number 2 at Caulfield will be my best. I think he's pretty talented and I think he can win again.
Yeah, I'll go race 9, number 12, Rosehill Gardens, Embley. $20 the win. Hopefully you can get a nice double between Stormcraft and Embley. That'd be about 6 by 3 or 4. That'd be about, what, $24?
Who's 3 or 4?
With Stormcraft?
You can get $7.
$7?
Yeah.
Okay, well, there you go. That's how much preparation.
You've got some work to do when we get out of here. So hopefully we have found the overs. They're not overs until they win, obviously. But hopefully we found you a few winners. Don't forget to pick up the winning post, as I said, and tune in next week where we will have another edition of the Preview Podcast.